like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order, the first order of bids business. And Energy Board for the state of Louisiana, from the Advocate, official journal for the state of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that track number 42592 through 42707 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes 1950 as amended. Letter of protest. We received a letter of protest from Generic Lumber and Shingle Company, LLC, dated May 1st, 2012, on track number 42618, 42620, 42621, 42627 through 42632, track 42634, 42635, and track number 42640 through 42643. We also received letters of protest from Williams Incorporated and Williams Land Company, LLC, dated May 3rd, 2012, on track number 42611, 42614, 42615, 42618, 42620, 42623, 42626 through 42638, 42630, 42631, 42634, 42635, 42641, and track number 42642. We also received a letter of protest or letters of protest from Salt Dawn's Partnership dated May 3rd, 2012. On track number 42618, 42627, 42628, 42635, 42642, and 42643. And also a letter of protest or letters of protest from Weeks Family LLC dated May 3rd, 2012 on track number 42622 and 42628. The staff has reviewed these tracks, and there are claimable water bottoms, and they will remain up to today's lease sale. Notification of any track to be withdrawn from today's sale. Track numbers 42630, 42604, and 42605 will be recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale and will be taken up at the nomination and track committee meeting. If there are any bids on these tracks, they will be returned after the board meeting today, and we can proceed with opening of the bids.
6630 instead of 603.
Oh, excuse me. The tracks to be recommended for withdrawing, one of the tracks is 62603 and 42604 and 42605. Those are to be the tracks to be recommended to be withdrawn.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on track 42592. We did receive one bid on track 42593, advertised as 1,620 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 444.95 acres. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $168,636.05. $168,636.05, or a per acre value of $379. Annual rentals are $84,318.03. $84,318.03. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 42594, 42595, 42596, 42597, 42598, 42599, or 42600. We did receive one bid on track 42601, advertised as 6.43 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Munico Company, L.C. Munico Company, L.C. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,032.02. $1,032.02. Or a per acre value of $160.50. Annual rentals are $516.01. $516.01. Royalties are 20.5%. We received one bid on track 42602, advertised as 6.43 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Munico Company, L.C. Munico Company, L.C. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,032.02. $1,032.02. Or a per acre value of $160.50. Annual rentals are $516.01. $516.01. Royalties are 20.5%. We are recommending that track 42603, 42604, and 42605 be withdrawn from today's lease sale. We received one bid on track 42606, advertised as 5 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,250. $1,250, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $625. $625. Royalties are 20%. We received two bids on track 42607, advertised as 9 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,508. $5,508. Or a per acre value of $612. Annual rentals are $2,754. $2,754. Royalties are 26%. The second bid on track 42607 is for the entire tract. The bidder is Jill Exploration, Inc. Jill Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,113. $4,113, or a per acre value of $457. Annual rentals are $4,113. $4,113. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on tract 42608, advertised as 10 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,120. $6,120. Or a per acre value of $612. Annual rentals are $3,060. $3,060. Royalties are 26%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 42609, 42610, 42611, 42612, 42613, 42614, or 42615. We did receive one bid on tract 42616, advertised as 518.68 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Gulfport Energy Corporation. Gulfport Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $103,736. $103,736, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $51,868. $51,868. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on tract 42617, advertised as 62 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Gulfport Energy Corporation. Gulfport Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $24,800. $24,800, or a per acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $24,800. $24,800. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on tract 42618, advertised as 164 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $86,920. $86,920, or a per acre value of $530. Annual rentals are $43,460. $43,460. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42619. We did receive one bid on track 42620, advertised as 261 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $138,330. $138,330. Or a per acre value of $530. Annual rentals are $69,165. $69,165. Royalties of 25%. We received the one bid on track 42621, advertised as 140 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $67,200. $67,200, or a per acre value of $480. Annual rentals are $33,600. $33,600. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42622, advertised as 484 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $133,584. $133,584. Or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $66,792. $66,792. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42623. We did receive one bid on track 42624, advertised as 577.99 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $159,525.24. $159,525.24. Or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $79,762.62. $79,762.62. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 42625 or 42626. We did receive one bid on tract 42627, advertised as 215 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $59,340. $59,340, or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $29,670. $29,670. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42628. Advertised as 92 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $48,760. $48,760. Or a per acre value of $530. Annual rentals are $24,380. $24,380. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on tract 42629, advertised as 36 acres. The bid for the entire tract, the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $17,280. $17,280, or a per acre value of $480. Annual rentals are $8,640. $8,640. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 42630, 42631, 42632, 42633, or 42634. We did receive one bid on tract 42635, advertised as 43 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,868. $11,868. Or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $5,934. $5,934. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42636. We did receive one bid on track 42637. Advertised as 364.2 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Opicoil Andre LLC. Opicoil Andre LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $494,947.80. $494,947.80, or a per acre value of $1,359. Annual rentals are $247,473.90. $247,473.90. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 42638, 42639, 42640, 42641, 42642, or 42643. We did receive one bid on track 42644, advertised as 2,291.74 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 434.149 acres. The bidder is Opicoil Andre LLC. Opicoil Andre LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $217,508.65. $217,508.65, or a per acre value of $501. Annual rentals are $108,754.33. $108,754.33. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42645, advertised as 1,686.03 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 117.742 acres. The bidder is Opicoil Andre LLC. Opicoil Andre LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $108,087.16. $108,087.16, or a per acre value of $918. Annual rentals are $54,043.58. $54,043.58. Royalties are 25%. We received 3 bids on track 42646, advertised as 1,564 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 705.11 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy LLC. Square Mile Energy LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $215,058.55. $215,058.55, or a per acre value of $305. Annual rentals are $107,529.28. $107,529.28. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid, contract 42646, is for a portion containing 100 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $55,100. $55,100, or a per acre value of $551. Annual rentals are $27,550. $27,550. Royalties are 23.5%. The third bid, contract 42646, is for a portion containing 455.77 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $232,898.47. $232,898.47. Or a per acre value of $511. Annual rentals are $116,449.24. $116,449.24. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid, contract 42647, advertised as 17.72 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,054.92. $9,054.92. Or a per acre value of $511. Annual rentals are $4,527.46. $4,527.46. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 42648, advertised as 1,462 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 265.55 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $141,007.05. $141,007.05. Or a per acre value of $531. Annual rentals are $70,503.53. $70,503.53. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid, contract 42648, is for a portion containing 677.31 acres. The bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $240,445.05. $240,445.05 or a per acre value of $355. Annual rentals are $120,222.53. $120,222.53. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42649, advertised as 139 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $34,750. $34,750. Or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $17,375. $17,375. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42650 or 42651. We did receive one bid on track 42652, advertised as 2,487 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 83 acres. The bidder is Gold King Resources, LLC. Gold King Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $20,750. $20,750. Or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $10,375. $10,375. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 42653, advertised as 2,499 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 398 acres. The bidder is Gold King Resources, LLC. Gold King Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $99,500. $99,500, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $49,750. $49,750. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 42654, 42655, 42656, or 42657. We did receive one bid on track 42658, advertised as 280 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 75 acres. The bidder is Gold King Resources, LLC. Gold Team Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $18,750. $18,750, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $9,375. $9,375. Royalties are 22%. We received one bid on track 42659, advertised as 755.69 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 362.86 acres. The bidder is Hill4 Energy One LP. Hill4 Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $117,929.50. $117,929.50. Or a per acre value of $325. Annual rentals are $58,964.75. $58,964.75. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 42660. We did receive one bid on track 42661, advertised as 1,472.52 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is New Holdings, LLC. New Holdings, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,547,618.52. $1,547,618.52, or a per acre value of $1,051. Annual rentals are $773,810. $773,810. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42662, advertised as 503.39 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is New Holdings, LLC. New Holdings, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $529,062.89. $529,062.89. Or a per acre value of $1,051. Annual rentals are $264,532. $264,532. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 42663, advertised at 573.348 acres. The first bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Petrohawk Properties, LP. Petrohawk Properties, LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $516,013.20. $516,013.20. Or a per acre value of $900. and your rentals are $258,006.60. $258,006.60. Royalties are 23%. The second bid, contract 42663, is for the entire tract. The bidder is Petrohawk Properties LP. Petrohawk Properties LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $430,011. $430,011. Or a per acre value of $750. Annual rentals are $215,005.50. $215,005.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42664, advertised as 14.329 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,298.70. $4,298.70. Or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $2,150. $2,150. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 42665, advertised as 2.502 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $750.60. $750.60, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $376. $376. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 42666, advertised as 6.03 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. Mid-States Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,809. $1,809, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $905. $905. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 42667. Advertised as 2,110 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 289.561 acres. The bidder is Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $120,746.94. $120,746.94. Or a per acre value of $417. Annual rentals are $60,374. $60,374. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 42668, advertised as $2,497 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 403.749 acres. The bidder is Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. Pride Oil and Gas Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $168,363.33. $168,363.33, or a per acre value of $417. Annual rentals are $84,182. $84,182. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42668 is for a portion containing 400.87 acres. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $151,929.73. $151,929.73. Or a per acre value of $379. Annual rentals are $75,964.87. $75,964.87. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42669 or 42670. We did receive one bid on track 42671, advertised as 2,500 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,351.47 acres. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $512,207.13. $512,207.13, or a per acre value of $379. Annual rentals are $256,103.57. $256,103.57. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42672, advertised as 2,500 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,463.62 acres. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $554,711.98. $554,711.98, or a per acre value of $379. Annual rentals are $277,355.99. $277,355.99. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 42673, 42674, 42675, 42676, 42677, 42678, or 42679. We did receive one bid on track 42680, advertised as 2,248 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 677.70 acres. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $256,848.30. $256,848.30. Or a per acre value of $379. Annual rentals are $128,424.15. $128,424.15. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 42681, 42682, 42683, 42684, 42685, 42686, 42687, 42688, 42689, 42690, 42691, 42692, 42693, 42694, 42695, and 42696. We did receive one bid on track 42697, advertised as 1,895.9 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 207.32 acres. The bidder is CASA Petroleum, Inc. CASA Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $83,757.28. $83,757.28. Or a per acre value of $404. Annual rentals are $41,879. $41,879. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 42698, 42699, 42700, 42701, 42702, 42703, 42704, 42705, and 42706. We did receive one bid on track 42707, advertised as 1.13 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is the Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $598.90. $598.90, or a per acre value of $530. Annual rentals are $299.45. $299.45. Royalties are 25%. And that will complete the opening and the reading of the bid for today's lease sale.
Protection as well as added storage capacity. The staff is recommending accepting TPIC's report and to move this lease to annual staff review. And furthermore, TPIC is to submit an updated status report on April 10, 2013. Are there any questions on this lease? Moving on to our next lease, State Lease 340-H, which is in the Coplanch Island Field. Swift Energy is our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on June 8, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that by April 11, 2012, a second status report on Swift Energy's efforts to finalize the release of acreage back to the state. The staff received no communication from Swift to finalize their plans to release a total of 1,275 acres from this lease, but rather docketed this lease portion to be assigned to Energy Quest II LLC. The staff is recommending that the assignment be denied until such time Swift finalizes the release, and Swift is requested by the next board meeting to submit a status update on their efforts to finalize the release. Are there any questions?
This is kind of unusual for Swift, isn't it? Or is it recurring? I don't remember them not responding.
Right. We normally do get a response from our letters, but in this case, it seems that the desire is to pass the buck to the next company, which is Energy Quest II LLC, who has operatorship of the wells. But we're not going to let this happen, or we're not recommending to let them assign the lease to this company. We want them to release the acreage.
But they're going to be here next month, you said?
Well, we're going to ask that we'll send them a letter requesting that they provide an update on how far they have in getting this release executed. Moving on to Redfish Point Field, we have two leases, State Lease 3306 and State Lease 4011. Hillcorp is our lessee. The committee last reviewed these leases on November 9, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Hillcorp Energy until April 11, 2012 to report on the sidetracking efforts on the State Lease 3306 number 15 well. By letter dated April 10, 2012, Hillcorp reported their efforts to complete the State Lease 3306 number 15 sidetrack in the K, the J2, the J1 sands were unsuccessful. A completion in the J sand is currently being attempted. Today, Hillcorp's incurred a cost of $9.6 million for this sidetrack. In addition, Hillcorp reported that they are attempting a recompletion of the State Lease 3306 number 12 well in the Stray 2 sand, but was unsuccessful. A second attempt was underway on the Stray 1 sand. Total cost thus far $1 million. Staff recommends that Hillcorp be granted until December 12, 2012 to report on the completion attempt in the J sand and submit a plan of development for the non-productive portions of these leases. Moving on to State Lease 173, Cattle Pine Island, Gemini Exploration Incorporated and Rockwell Petroleum Incorporated, or LSE. The committee last reviewed these leases on December 14, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that by April 11, 2012, Rockwell Petroleum report on the drilling of the next well in the Anona Chalk, and that Gemini Exploration provide an update on the conditions of Caddo Lake that would allow for the return of P&A operations. A letter dated March 30, 2012, Rockwell Petroleum reported on continued problems with the State Lease 173 number 2 well, including stuck tubing in the wellbore. It reported over $4 million have been spent, with additional costs expected in order to return the well to its potential production. Rockwell has previously stated that they plan to drill the second well in the first quarter of 2012, but those plans have been delayed. Rockwell permitted the 173 number 3 well on March 8, 2012, and is active preparing the drill site. Rockwell is evaluating whether to clean out the 173 number 2 well first or drill the 173 number 3 well first. By letter dated March 22, 2012, Jim and I reported that the previous low water level conditions on Cattle Lake allowed them to enhance their docking facility at the expense of $200,000, which will allow them to conduct operations in a more safe and efficient environment. Jim and I reported they are prepared to P&A the 4 annual wells and to drill 2 wells by the end of 2012. Staff recommends by December 12th that Rockwell Petroleum report on the activities surrounding the 173 number 2 and the drilling of the 173 number 3, and that Gemini Exploration provide P&A reports of the 4 wells and drill reports on the 2 wells. Are there any questions? In our last field, Vermilion Block 16, Harvest Oil and Gas is the operator. Includes State Lease 3762 and 3763. The board at the April 11, 2012 meeting granted Saratoga Resources an extension until May 6, 2012 to spud a well on or affecting State Lease 3762 or 3763. They are in the process of completing the location, but the rig contracted to drill the well is at another location and will be delayed in moving to Saratoga's location. The staff is receiving almost daily updates on the rig status from Saratoga. The staff recommends granting Saratoga a second extension until June 5, 2012 to spud the mandatory well. And the last email report we got seems to imply that they will have that rig on location by the end of the week. And that concludes staff portion. I just want to mention we did issue 2 letters of no objections to 29E waiver to both Forza Operating LLC and to Alta Mesa Resources at Weeks Island for both a 29E waiver and a royalty escrow request. And that concludes my portion of this briefing.
Good morning. Good morning, Chairman Smith, members of the board. This morning we have one that shows up once in a blue moon. Apache Corporation here has requested to make a shut-in payment and qualify wells or lease as commercially productive and make a shut-in payment for gas for the DUA State Lease 20255, well number 1, in the absence of well test. This matter affects State Lease 19957, 20255, 20689, 2690, 2692, and 20693. Of the State Lease 19957 is the only lease that's beyond its primary term and will otherwise terminate on July 3rd, 2012. The reason for this request is they've just completed the drilling of the well. They need specialized tubing, which is being ordered from the mill. And they're also having to build a facility, construct a pipeline, all of which are reasons to grant shut-in payments. They anticipate the delivery of the tubing by September 2012. Once the equipment's on hand, the tubing that will be installed will be finalized, completed finally at that point. The staff would recommend in this case, being consistent with what we've done in the past, to grant 1 shut-in payment for these leases. And answer any questions if you all have anything.
Want to make a motion?
Session.
Report and recommendations.
Thank you both, gentlemen.
Second.
Are there any public comments at this time? I have a motion for Mr. Alonso, second for Mr. Segura. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Track Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Brother.
Diaz? Ingram? Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Brother.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Bryant?
Here.
We have a quorum. Good morning, Mr.
Bryant. Good morning, Mr. Coroner, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 116 facts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the plans are located for today's lease sale. We have a request by the applicant to pull tracks 42603, 42604, and 42605, all located in Boyle's Parish, Louisiana, to pull them from today's lease sale and to place them in the June 13, 2012 lease sale. Those tracts were advertised incorrectly, and the staff is recommending that they be given authority to re-advertise these tracts for the June 13, 2012 lease sale.
I need a motion and a second to accept the staff's recommendation.
Second
by Mr. Segura. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, we have quite a few letters of protest, one being from Generate Lumber and Shingle Company, LLC, regarding tracts 42618, 42620, 42621, 42627, 42628, 42629, 42630, 42631, 42632, 42634, 42635, 42640, 42461, 42462, and 42643, situated in various parishes, either or Assumption, Iberia, and St. Martin Parish. Received another letters of protest from Williams Land Company, LLC, and Williams, Inc., all dated May the 3rd, 2012, regarding tracts 42611, 42614, 42615, 42618, 42620, 42623, 42626, 42627, 42628, 42630, 42631, 42634, 42635, 42641, and the 42642, also being situated in either Iberia, St. Martin, or Assumption parishes. Letters of protest from Salt Domes Partnership, also dated May 3rd, 2012, regarding tracts 42618, 42627, 42628, 42635, 42642, and the 42643, situated in St. Martin Parish, Louisiana. And the last of the group of letters, of protest comes from Weeks Family, LLC, dated May the 3rd, 2012, regarding tract 42622, situated in Assumption Parish, and tract 42628, situated in St. Martin Parish, Louisiana. The staff reviewed the most recent state land water bottoms layer and determined that the aforementioned tracts contained claimable water bottoms. Therefore, tracts 42611, 42614, 42615, 42618, 42620, 42621, 42622, 42623, 42626, 42627, 42628, 42629, 42630, 42631, 42632, 42634, 42635, 42640, 42641, 42642, and 42643 were advertised correctly and are to be left up for today's lease sale. 29 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the July 11, 2012 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. Staff is recommending that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the July 11, 2012 lease.
Make a motion to approve.
Second. Sanders.
Motion of Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. There are any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passed. A motion is second to adjourn. Nomination trapped. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? Committee's adjourned.
I'll call back me to order. Take a roll. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Canaro?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mrs. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Connor?
Here.
And myself, we have a forum. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning, Rachel.
Very well. Have a long morning agenda today.
Yes, I have you already.
Thank you.
Item number one is a staff report to the committee that the election for May 2012 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Cimarron Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement. And that concludes your agenda.
And we don't need a motion for that, so it's just a report. And no public comment? Anyone have any public comment to take? That being everything on the agenda, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we start the next meeting, I'd just like to make a brief announcement. We apologize for the air conditioning today. Staff is working on it and just try to cool it off in here.
Okay, we're going to, in an effort to off the solid time, we're going to try to do the document review committee first. Not chairman today. Call over. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cadero?
Here.
Mr. Steele?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Rather.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Connor?
Here.
Myself, we have a forum. Good morning, Mr. Dennis. How you doing?
Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Land Division of the Office of Mineral Resources have reviewed those items requiring board approval for the May 9th, 2012 docket. And subject to the approval of the board of the recommendations of the Legal and Title Controversy Committee agenda, recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items received from this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve item number one, which was an assignment from the Southern Powell Abstract Company to Chevron USA Incorporated of an interest in state lease 20796, 20814, 20815, 20816, 20817, and 20818 in Jefferson and LaFouche Parish, Louisiana. Please approve item number two, which is an assignment from Theophilus Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC, to Hillcorp Energy, LLP, of all signers right, Energy State Lease Numbers 20775, 20777, 20778, and 20780 in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana. Please approve item number three, which is an assignment from Delta Land and Power, LLC, to Chevron USA, Incorporated, of an interest in state lease numbers 20797, 20798, 20799, Jefferson, and the Food Parishes. Approve item number four, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana, which is an assignment from Respial Louisiana Corporation to Dune Properties Incorporated, of an interest in state lease numbers 214 and 1393, Clackamas Parish. Please approve item number five, an assignment from JNS 2008 Program LLC to ACOGIF LLC, of an interest in state lease numbers 18423, 18425, 21, 18524191019019192, and 20473 in Cameron Parish, Louisiana. Please approve item number 6, which is an assignment from JNS 2008 Program LLC to Ming Hong Exploration LLC of an interest in state lease numbers 18423, 18521, 18524, 19031, 19190, 19192, and 20473 in Cameron Parish. Item number 7, please approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana, which is an assignment from Wilcox Operating Corporation to Gemini Exploration Incorporated of an interest in state lease number 173 in Kettle Parish. Please approve item number 8, which is a change of name, whereas Stephens Production Company LLC is changing its name to Calypso Exploration LLC, effective state lease numbers 1706, 1814, 2038, 2276, 3317, 3498, 18179, 18180, 18197, 18198, 18199, 19354, and 20377 in Cameron, Iberia, St. Honorian, and the main parish of Louisiana. Please approve item number 9, which is an assignment from Palm Lake Exploration LLC to SR Acquisitions 1 LLC of an interest in state lease numbers 19857, 20447, and 20448 in LaSalle Parish. Please approve item number 10, which is an assignment from Lamore Oil and Gas Incorporated to Prime Lake Exploration LLC and Lamore Acquisitions LLC of an interest in state lease 502 LaSalle Parish. Please approve item number 11, which is an assignment from Lamore Acquisitions LLC to Prime Lake Exploration LLC of an interest in two state lease numbers 502 in LaSalle Parish. Please approve item number 12, an assignment from Prime Lake Exploration LLC to SR Acquisitions 1 LLC of an interest in state lease number 502 in LaSalle Parish. Please approve item number 13, which is an assignment from Delta Lands Exploration Incorporated to Waterloo Oil and Gas LLC of an interest in state lease number 20451 in the Sumpkin Parish. Please approve item number 14, which is an assignment from Tri-C Resources LLC unto Square Mile Energy LLC, Metallica Soup Company LLC, Kiwi Energy Limited, Lovis Asset Management LLC, NJR Investments LLC, Coastline Energy Partners LLC, of an interest in state lease number 20626 in St. Charles Parish. Please approve item 15, which is an assignment from Cantera Resources Partners Limited to Petrohawk Properties LP, of an interest in state lease number 19542 in Webster Parish. Please approve item number 16, which is, item 16, approved subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana, which is an assignment from Burlington Resources Oil and Gas Company LP, the Texas Petroleum Investment Company, of all of the signed rights in the two state lease number 335 of Blackness Parish. Please approve item 17, which is an assignment from Indigo 2 Louisiana Operating LLC to Hill Park 1 LP of an interest in state lease number 15421 in St. Larry, Landry, and Pointe P Parishes. Please approve item number 18, which is an assignment from assignment from St. Mary Land Exploration Company Incorporated to Araxa Petroleum Company for state lease numbers 2220, 2221, and 2147 St. Bernard Parish. Please approve item assignment 19, which is an assignment from Explore Energy, SPV1 Incorporated, to Forza Operating LLC, and the interest in the state is 18077 in Flatlands Parish. Please approve item number 20, which is an assignment from Don M. Mullins to Ford Energy Company, with interest in state is 17128 and 17366, DeSoto and Red River Parishes. Please approve item number 21, which is an assignment from James C. Marston III to Cohort Energy Company of an interest and state lease numbers 17128 and 17366, DeSoto and Red River Parishes. Please approve item 22, which is an assignment from James Muslow Jr. to Cohort Energy Company of an interest and state lease 17128 and 17366 in the Soa and Red River Parishes. Please approve item 23. This is an assignment from Catherine H. Logan to Cohort Energy Company of an interest in state lease 17128 and 17366 in the Soa and Red River Parishes. Please approve item 24. This is an assignment from Lawrence L. Logan to Cohort Energy Company of an interest in state lease 17128 and 17366 in DeSoto and Red River Parishes. Please approve item 25, which is an assignment from Oliver Sartor to Cohort Energy Company of an interest in state lease 17128, 17366 in DeSoto and Red River Parishes. Please approve item 26, which is an assignment from Tom Logan to Cohort Energy Company of an interest in state lease 17128 and 17366 in DeSoto and Red River Parishes. Please approve item 27, which is an assignment from One Waltham Place LLC to Cohort Energy Company of an interest in state lease 17128 and 17366 in DeSoto and Red River Parishes. Please approve item number 28, which is an assignment from Agnes Oil LLC to Cohort Energy Company of an interest in state lease 17128 and 17366 in DeSoto and Red River Parishes. Please approve item 29, which is an assignment from Aspect Resources LLC to Samadan Oil Corporation of an interest in state lease 15502 in Calcasieu Parish. Please approve item number 30, which is an assignment from Aspect Resources LLC to Aspect Energy LLC of an interest in state lease 15502 in Calcasieu Parish. Please approve item number 31. This is an assignment from Aspect Resources LLC to Samadan Oil Corporation of an interest in state lease 16505 in Jefferson Davis Parish. Item 32 is to be deferred. Item number 33 is to be deferred. And item number 34 is to be deferred. Please approve item 35. This is an assignment from Aspect Resources LLC to Aspect Energy LLC of an interest in state lease 16046, 16049, and 16051 in St. Mary Parish. Please approve item number 36. This is an assignment from HEP Energy Incorporated to Maine and Mertz Incorporated of an interest in state lease number 20760 in Calcasieu Parish. For category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, State Agency Lease Transfers. Please approve item one, number one, which is an assignment from Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services LLC to Chevron USA Incorporated of an interest in state lease number 20811 in Cameron Parish. For category D, advertised proposals, there were no items received for this category, and this concludes the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Is there assignment number 37? Is there a state lease number 19965 or 19966? I'm not sure that one's deferred.
Which one is it? I think that one's supposed to be removed.
Okay, Rockford Energy, good or
the last one?
Yeah, that one's just not
supposed to be removed.
What's it?
Go ahead.
Was there a proposed assignment basically with Swift Energy that was mentioned before by Jason? Or?
I believe those were deferred.
Okay.
Any comments or questions from the public? Any further comments or questions from the committee? I need a motion to approve and accept staff recommendations.
Sanders.
Moved by Mrs. Sanders.
Smith.
Second by Mrs. Smith. Anyone opposed? Hearing none. Motion carries. I'd like a motion to adjourn. Second by Mrs. Sanders. Anyone opposed? You are adjourned. Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to ask, as we do on these occasions, when there's a long docket and the executive session items, which are discussions of ongoing litigation which require board action, are on the docket, we ask that the executive session items be placed first so that we can get those out of the way. It is going to require a board resolution for each one of these, so we ask that we go in the executive session first.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Thank you, Mrs. Smith. Any objection, board? Any comment, board? Any public comment about the executive session? Hearing none.
Testing. Somebody turned it down. It sounds good. Thank you very much. Sorry.
Testing, so we can hear you.
He couldn't hear me? No, it wasn't sounding. It was low on here. It wasn't as loud as me.
Fine.
Huh?
I said it came across fine out there in the audience.
Well, that's... Something wasn't coming through here, though.
So you got a lot of here back there?
They got a couple of items, you know. You know how that goes. You never know how long it's going to be. You doing okay?
I've been doing fine.
I'm glad we could put on these sales at the office on gas.
Yeah.
We had a lot of food. Yeah, y'all been busy,
man. Man, we have been unbelievable. We're not going to complain.
Well, that's good.
We got
good.
This, so we got some questions for you this year.
I sure hope y'all do.
Oh, we are. Oh, we are.
Oh,
this is 10 years. We're
going to
have
golly, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah.
If you had more than a time to push in.
No, that's what I was telling Vic and all the boys back in the back there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. People don't realize that. You can make money, but... Yeah. Just much. I work every night. I work
nights,
weekends.
So when
you're
heading off to
June 3.
Well, where are you going?
We're going to drive to Denver and then fly to San Francisco.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
June, July. the Rockies. A cell phone or a laptop, we do a lot.
Right. You have this staff, too.
No, that's the best one. Well, you know, you've heard the saying, when the cats away, the mice will play. Well, the mice play all the time.
So, you know, what about the cats still there, so what the...
Are y'all going?
No, I was just telling Jay, I was asking if Debbie and I were going to go. We're not going to go. We got so much stuff going on. And it's just hard. Last year, I missed a week. The more that I kept it, I came back. So we don't have that. I'd love to go.
Where is it next year, you know?
Somebody told me that. I can't remember.
I thought I remember someone saying D.C.
Yeah, that's what I heard, D.C. That's exactly what I heard. That's what I heard.
I was just there for Easter, so...
That's what I heard.
Unless we have the president as a keynote, then it might be worth going for. Whoever that might be.
I enjoy Boston.
Boston is
a good one. Yeah, yes, sir. Got the land in the city.
Yeah. But like I said, it's just so Boston to me. Like, well, that's what they did. It makes vacation I could give.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I'm going to stay in California with
you. Well, when you nominate the countryside, but then...
Can I ask you something? Yes, sir. I had a bid submitted on one of the tracks. It was pushed to the June sale.
Uh-huh.
They'd like for me to pick up.
Okay, well, right after the meeting, the ladies are going to be sitting right here, and you can come get your...
Do you know what time?
Yeah.
Usually
probably about noon. Probably about noon.
Usually. I think you'll have some other agenda to go in excitement. They may make it go longer.
We never know. But normally it'll be at noon.
Very good. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
These guys aren't paid well enough to stay past.
Shoot, we stay till 8 o'clock one night.
I remember I was here.
Really?
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
And I was trying to remember why we were here so long.
That's when we had the double policemen. We had the hurricane, and we had to have 2 weeks in one night. I think that's when Gainesville was there.
I was here till it was too late. As a matter of fact, I had to move my car up the parking lot because they were going to lock it up.
Well, me and Mary Beth didn't get out here till 7:30 o'clock. That was a long day. And God, I just didn't even let that happen. That was so.
I missed the TV broadcast the other night. I could see it coming on.
Are you singing?
No, well, I saw the advertisement. I didn't see it. All right, this is.
I heard someone in my mind. I'm not singing. I don't want to get.
But you know, everybody's investigated that over the years. FBI, Attorney General.
I didn't even know all that. I don't know if I was working here. I didn't know about that.
I mean, if he took the override of those leases and brought it back, changed the airship, and thought it would come back.
I think it's kind of late now.
Try to take it away from
you. 8 years ago.
I mean, what can
you do? I don't know. It's always something.
Well, years ago, I was doing some work on the 35 of Staten's report. And the first assignment was on the win or lose of the Balkan. Texas Mrs. Sue Peter.
Yes. And it all started. I wish we didn't live long enough to go in there.
Well, it's interesting. A guy in my neighborhood built a huge house for the neighborhood. Huge. He took an hour to build it. And it way overbuilt the neighborhood. And then after that, I was doing some work and I saw his name or his dad's name. And I said, now it makes sense.
But it still wouldn't make sense overbuilding the neighborhood.
No,
you know, they have this one house on the show. It's, I mean, that's a nice house. You know, it's way overbuilt. And, you know, it went on the market for years. I mean, they couldn't sell it. It was way overpriced in the neighborhood. I mean, it doesn't look like the rest of the neighborhood either. It's just all these high places. You know, there's a huge place. Jason's report, because it's got some teeth in it that I need to report to be accurate. But like, sometimes it gives me, I'm going to say an MP3 program where I can track the time. So if I say, okay, well, Jason's report starts at this time, and then I can move that bar back and forth. Sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it doesn't do that.
Well, we had one guy doing it up in IT, John Harrell, doing it, but now we have me doing it in our department. Or maybe because it's different than John Harrell.
If you think about it, if you ask him if there's a different way to.
So, yeah, so you can.
So I can, because I can put a mark.
I know on mine when I listen to it, I can see where I stopped.
Right.
But, I asked him, when he's out sick, but I think I'm going to have John Harrell do it today. Because he brings back the game back. Anyway, John Harrell. I don't know, they have to convert it from this program that I do it on, what do they call that? I can't think of the program. They have to convert it to something else to be able to put it online.
Yeah, my daughter usually transcribe it for me, and then I go back and listen and read hers, and it's good to be able to.
Well, I'm having a little trouble with it today. I don't know what's the problem. I can hear them, but they're real distant. I'm cool with that thing down there, the volume control there, and there's one over there. Maybe it's better, but it sounds like it sounds like coming out of directly out of their speaker. Like it's, I can hear it. And that's what it sounds like when they're doing it. It's like I'm not hearing it directly from the speaker. But you can hear it. I hope you don't have any trouble.
Well, I used to get when Greg Dugal used to do the report, he used to email me his text. And I would just cut and paste it and pretty it up a little bit and let it go. Well, I never asked him for a second. I got the tape. I figured it's. I can just listen to it. Don't take, take that.
Somebody listens to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, last month it was kind of funny. My daughter says, Dad, it won't load up. I can't get it to think. Of course, she was happy and she didn't want to listen to it. Can't get it to think. And then put it on. And then all of a sudden it starts like.
there was a big gap.
It took it a long time to download.
Oh, that was funny.
And I used to be able to save it.
Yeah.
I could save it onto my hard drive at the office and listen, you know. It's that now.
So how, what are they, it's on MP3?
It seemed like it was on MP3. It was better.
I'll have to ask Lee about that. Let me make myself a note, because since he's gone, I'll forget by the time I see him again. If he's not there. And I'll ask John Harrell, too. MP3.
But it seemed like I even tried to save that MP3 file and it.
So now you can't save it anymore?
No, I don't think so.
And you want the, I don't know what you call that, the little lines that show where I stopped and started.
You know, a ticker, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know what they call that. I know the technical term. Oh, boy. I know they had to download some special program to convert it from what do they call it? FTR Gold is what I recorded on. And you need, you know, special software to listen to it from the FTR Gold.
Yeah.
They convert it to something else. So I'll see. Maybe Lou downloaded something, I guess, different than what John Aaron did.
It's been a big help to me, because I feel like that's something else. I don't have to listen as carefully or take as many notes. And, oh, I'm sure he would.
I can ask him if he can do that.
You know, I used to get into Sherry Ballard used to. I used to ask her. Mm-hmm. She'd tell me.
But I guess, you know, that was one of the reasons we put it out there.
Because I've really.
And then the lady, the ones that I don't do, the minutes, each committee has somebody that they can read about. Charity and their dad. You know, they have to listen to them. You have to listen to them. You have to do that. When I used to do it when I worked for Rick.
Kay and I were in Lake Charles early April.
Yeah.
And Mr. Sanders came strolling out of the post office.
No kidding.
And I said, I thought you were from Shreveport. Why would you think that? And he didn't recognize me. He said, I know you, but I can't play why. I told him it was all
this. Yeah, when you see somebody out of confidence.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he's such a nice guy.
Oh, we sat there for about half an hour.
Really? He's so polite and nice. And just a true gentleman.
Yeah.
You don't make him like that anymore.
Yeah.
Is his wife all right? His wife is living? Mm-hmm. Got behind me. I should have wanted to be on camera. Let me know if you see someone.
Yeah.
We all catch that late. You can go on that channel, Fox Channel 8, and see the reports.
Well, you can watch them too. Yeah, I need to do that.
Couldn't watch them up here.
Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock at night is late for me.
Me too. I'm ready to go to bed. If I'm not already in bed by then.
Yeah. Okay, lots of times I wake up. I'll be on the phone. Wake up, so you can go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that. I try to stay up and watch 10 o'clock news.
You know, I've rarely watched the local
news. You know, I've been going to have some more better offices and more good food. down here and down here.
Better
being a legal entitled controversy committee, have a roll call.
Don't need a roll call.
Don't need one. Right. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Beck?
Yes, sir.
Item number 10 was...
Thank you, Ms. Eichel. I didn't realize you wanted to.
Item number 10 was a discussion in executive session of ongoing litigation entitled Yuma Exploration and Production versus the State Mineral Board. Several months ago, perhaps that the board had given authority to the attorney. Since then, we have retained outside counsel who is titled as a special assistant attorney general. So out of an overabundance of caution, we are recommending that the board grant special authorization to that individual, Pat Ottinger, to negotiate with the co-plaintiffs in this case.
I move acceptance of the special authorization.
Ms. Smith, move.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Sager, for the second. Any discussion by the board? Any public comment or discussion about the matter? Any objection from the board? All in favor? All opposed? Any opposition? None. Motion carried.
Item number 11 was a discussion in executive session of litigation entitled Comstock Oil and Gas versus the State Mineral Board of the State of Louisiana and the State Land Office. What happened here was there was a tax sale back in the 1930s, and the property was erroneously sold at that tax sale. It belonged to the school board, not to the state. And through a series of communications with the Sabine Parish School Board and the State Land Office, we've all come to the conclusion that the sale was erroneous and that we did not own the minerals nor the land. So what's going to happen here is the State Land Office is going to rescind the tax sale, but before they can do that, they need a confirmation from our office or from the board that the sale was erroneous and that the state never did own it. So what we are recommending is that as a result of the ongoing litigation that we enter into a consent judgment with the State and Parish School Board that will in effect be a confirmation from this office that we don't own it. So our recommendation is that we grant authority to the AG's office to enter into that consent judgment.
Sure, that's a question. Sure. We're doing no more than recognizing the title of this land as it always has been once the school board acquired.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Farmer.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Segura, for the second. Any discussion by the board? Any comment from the board? Any public comment or discussion? Chair, entertain a motion. Any objections to the motion? Hear no objection. The motion carries unanimously.
Okay, we'll go back then to the regular agenda, item number one.
Yes, sir.
Which is the adoption of a policy resolution regarding the time available for public comment on relevant agenda items as well as public comment. The law allows a committee chairman or a board chairman to set time limits at a particular time on any public comments or on any comments at all. And the middle board in the past has used those on an individual basis, but does not have a policy statement that states what those limits are. So rather than continue to do it on an ad hoc basis, the staff is recommending that a resolution be passed, which will be a public policy statement of the board limiting public comment for any agenda item. And I will read the resolution proposed. Whereas the agenda of monthly Mineral and Energy Board meeting and lease sale is followed utilizing the most advantageous time schedule to accomplish its purpose, and whereas members of the public attending these meetings have a right to be recognized and heard as commenting on agenda items, and whereas because an unlimited exercise of public comment could disrupt the public meeting for which it is requested, a circumscribed time frame for individual as well as total public comment by the respective chairs would be appropriate to maintain an orderly and timely agenda, and whereas the middle board policy specifically delineating the time allowed each individual for public comment on a particular agenda item, as well as total time allowed on each agenda item for all public comment, would accomplish that purpose and facilitate maintaining the schedule set forth in the agenda for each Mineral and Energy Board meeting and lease sale. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mineral and Energy Board does hereby adopt the following policy statement pertaining to each agenda item, whether committee or full Mineral and Energy Board, for which public comment is requested by the chair or authorized substitute for the Mineral and Energy Board or committee chair or authorized substitute for each committee, the general policy of the Mineral and Energy Board shall be to allow each individual desiring to make public comment relevant to that agenda item a total of 5 minutes comment time. The chair or committee chair shall have the sole discretion to grant a public comment speaker's request to loan, cede, defer, or yield his allotted time to another public comment speaker who has not yet addressed the board or committee. A public comment speaker desiring to speak on one or more agenda items shall be limited to not more than 10 minutes total speaking time per Mineral and Energy Board meeting. The chair or committee chair may, subject to approval by a majority of the board or committee, grant or deny speakers additional time to comment over and above the allotted time set forth herein. However, under no circumstances, whether additional time is granted by the chair or committee chair or public comment speakers, a lot of times are loaned, ceded, deferred, or yielded, and combined with other public comment speakers a lot of times, or public comment speakers a lot of times are combined on more than one agenda item, the total allotted time for all public comment for each agenda item shall not exceed 10 minutes. Should the remarks of the public comment speaker be deemed not germane to the particular agenda item being discussed, or the public comment speaker exceed his allotted time, as saying may be extended as here and above set forth, or the total time for all public comment on a particular agenda item be exceeded, the chair or committee chair may rule that public comment speaker at the time speaking out of order and take appropriate action to end that public comment. I think what we'll do is, if this is acceptable and the staff does recommend that the board adopt this policy, that this will, in fact, for all future Mineral Board meetings, as in the past, it will set some time limits that will facilitate the orderly agenda review that the Mineral and Energy Board accomplishes. And the staff does recommend that resolution on public policy to adopt.
The board has heard the tax recommendation. Chair, I entertain a motion. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the motion. Second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Segura, for the second. Is there any discussion by the board, or comment, or question? Any public comment, discussion, or question? Any objection to the motion? Yes?
I have a question.
Yes.
Rick, could you explain in rather layman's language exactly what a resolution means for the person who might be coming before the board as far as time is concerned?
Each public commentator shall be allowed 5 minutes. If he has not spoken to the board previously, if there is another person out there who wants to make a public comment, he can donate his 5 minutes to that person so that person will have 10 minutes. But on no, under no circumstances will any comment exceed 10 minutes for any board meeting for any one person. Also, for any one agenda item, no public comment total will exceed 20 minutes.
Thank you.
Any further questions, comments from the board? Does the chair hear any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, the motion carries unanimously.
I think it's
11
o'clock.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock. I think we're going to need to recess the committee meeting and go into the board meeting.
Thank you. I have a motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Ms. Smith.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. The objection? None. We're moving. Reconvening executive session.
At this time, I'd like to call the regular board meeting to order. Item one is roll call. Ms. Daly.
Mr. Rangel. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith.
Present.
Ms. Smith?
Present.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Good, thank you. Item 2 is the approval of the April 11th, 2012 minutes. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders for approval of those minutes. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. That would be the adoption of the A, Lease Review Committee, B, the Nomination and Track Committee, C, the Audit Committee, D, only the D, Legal Entitled Controversy Committee, only items that were covered, which was item 1 and item 10 and 11. The others will be taken care of later on, but to approve those 3 particular items. And item E, the Docket Review Committee.
Approved.
I have a motion to approve by Mr. Arnold.
Second.
Second by Ms. Smith. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
I can make a motion to recess the sales and go back to legal title.
Okay, we have a motion to recess the regular board meeting, second by Mr. Sanders. We will go back into the Legal Entitled Committee, Legal Entitled Controversy Committee, to finish out that committee meeting, and then we'll reconvene the board meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. We are in recess. We'll be back with the regular board meeting shortly.
Back on the legal entitled controversy agenda, item number 2 is to hear public comment regarding a series of articles by an investigative reporting team from Fox 8 News New Orleans recently broadcast and published examining mineral leasing of past years, including a silence for leases from the 1930s and 40s, the individuals involved, their relations, and past elected officials having a role in that activity. The leases include state lease number 195, 309, 335, 340, 341, and others. It's not limited to these. This is just an example of the vintage, which is about 1936, early 1940s. But before we get into the public comment, which we will get into, I want to make the board aware of a House resolution that is being heard on the floor, has not been passed yet, but we're just made aware of it today, where the legislature, based upon the information provided in those reports, is making a resolution, and I'll just read the resolution part of it. says, therefore, be it resolved that the legislature of Louisiana does hereby authorize and request the Attorney General to investigate mineral lease contracts with the Win or Lose Corporation, as well as the assignment of the rights associated with those contracts, to determine if those contracts and assignments were valid when originally executed, if those contracts and assignments are currently valid, and whether the royalties or other profits dispersed pursuant to the contracts are recoverable by the state. Be it further resolved that the Attorney General shall make a written report to the Louisiana House of Representatives detailing the research conclusions and efforts to accomplish those goals prior to January 1 of 2013. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be transmitted to the Attorney General. Based upon this, and again, this particular resolution has not been passed yet. It is being presented at this time and will probably be passed. I would say that at the outset, that for this particular item on the agenda, or requesting public comment, that at the end of this, that the board action would mirror what the legislature is asking for, and that is that the information be studied by the Attorney General's office, which is, by statutory law, the attorney for the mineral board, and that when that information is presented to the legislature as well, that it be presented to the board, and the board then, based upon what the report of the Attorney General said, as well as its advice as legal counsel, take action at that time. So with that said, I think we can get into the idea of public comment. And remember, we have a policy that will be in place at that time. The board approved it, and we will adhere to it.
Thank you, Mr. Tech. Do we have any public comment at this time?
So, Aaron?
Yes, sir. Come up, please, and identify and wait a moment. For identification. The chair appoints Mr. Ike Jackson, the timekeeper. Good morning, Mr. Cassione.
Yes, sir. Hi.
My name is Tom Sanders. I'm chairman of the
God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for having me out here. I'd like to start off, I gave Mr. Arnold a couple of little brief outlines.
Mr. Cassione, please state your name, just for the record.
Okay, it's Keith Cassione. Thank you. Starting off with State Lease 340, that was actually for 570,000 acres. State Lease 335 was for 776,000 acres. Those two leases equaled 1,346,000 acres. In today's time, I think the maximum is 2,500 acres per maximum lease. So that's 540 maximum leases today. Just to give you a size of the enormity of things. Now, I know that Win or Lose has given a lot of its property back, but the Texas company, or their front company, whatever you want to call them, had some of the finest seismographic material for back in that day. So I think if you look at the production records or whatever Win or Lose had their hands on, they were in the best areas, had the best leases, the best productive property. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And I guess maybe how I got into this was through my ancestors. And I met with a former Texaco attorney, and he was on the mineral board under two governorships. And his land man was attentive at a meeting I had with them on my ancestor's abstract. And after an hour or so, he lifted up his head. He said, Mr. Cressione, you have all the right means. They stole your property. And I can never forget those words. That is my driving force today. You know, and I'm in pursuit of this justice, you know, and this board. I really call on to try to get these situations to be remedied. And I will tell you this further, that I also met with an assistant attorney general several years ago. I brought this all up to him about Win or Lose. And I said, I kept him going, how can they get away with this? How can this keep happening? Whatever. And his answer was, I said, is it that political? And his answer was, yeah. That was it. Case closed. That was my answer. So they are aware. I don't know if y'all are aware. He's aware. But people in these buildings are aware of what's going on. The governor signs the transfers of interest. The secession from Ms. Rose Long McFarland was in 2009, 2010. They still get royalties today. It's just unfair to Louisiana citizens. And it's unfair to, you know, my families are engrossed in this. And, you know, I never spent 30 years for nothing. And, it's by God's grace alone that I'm here speaking to you today. You know, I'll look up and that's my strength. But Mr. Zurich, I want to applaud him and Fox 8 for at least believing in me and seeing the documentation I actually presented to him, where they took 30 years of my material and put it. We've been working on this for 2 years to come out with these stories, and no one else would listen to me in all these years. So I commend them for doing that and bringing it out in the public's eye. And what I'd like to ask you guys, what are y'all going to do about it? You know, that's why I'm here mainly today. You know, what's going to be done about this? And so, are y'all going to approve the Attorney General or pass a motion today to see that the Attorney General actually looks into these matters? Or, you know, we're just going to let it go business as usual, you know, without being rude. I don't know. There's many misjustices that's been done to our family. And I think Mr. Zurich as well has laid out a decent case that the state has to really work with that absolute nullity, the 1936 Mineral Code, the case he presented. There's plenty of what the Attorney General can work with. And furthermore, I have many more cases which will nail down the absolute atrocities that has been done to this state, and maybe other states as well. So please stay tuned. I don't know if you guys want to meet with me or whatever. I have insurmountable proof. It can't be outrun. I have very much confidence in that, and I'm just being here honest and answering for help, because I want to recover my ancestral's legal right to their
homes. Mr. Gresham, only your time is hard. I'm willing to give you another 10 or 15 seconds.
Okay. Just thank you folks. Yes. I think I've said enough. Maybe we can meet again and discuss further. I'm here at your service. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your appearance today.
I just want to thank Mr. Gresham. I know you've been doing a lot of hard work. And obviously your heart is on your sleeve today. I appreciate it. And bring it to the mineral board and to our attention. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate your emails.
Thank you.
May I make a comment?
Yes, sir. Would you state your name for the record, please, sir?
My name is Norman Paul Billion.
Billion, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Billion.
I'm here to tell you we're here through the promise and grace of a generational prayer. It started in 1926 with my father. The story I will not tell today, but the story is coming. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate everything you've done. We bless you. We thank you. And it's now your soul. Thank you. Will you make the amendment to bring to you to the legislature so they can look? Could you get the Attorney General to act upon this so that the sins of the past can be shown and be healed? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vignon. Any further public comment? We have some time left. Any board comment, sir?
I have one kind of last direct to our staff. You mentioned before, Sergeant, about having a resolution or a request to
a House resolution that has been proposed, that is on the floor of the House right now, has not been passed yet,
but probably will. And that is the one to have the Attorney General's office look into this matter and make a report to the legislature January 1st, 2013. So if there is a recommendation for this particular, unless there's any other comment.
I'd like to make a mirror motion reflecting the same resolution.
That's what I was going to recommend, yes.
Mr. Arnold, thank you for your motion.
I have a question.
Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir. I'm not going to be
Has the AG ever looked into this before, or is this? Or do you know?
The AG is here. Yes, I think they
have. I mean, in the past, a long time.
I think they have. Yes.
Any other comment or question from the board? Now, do I hear a second to the motion?
Yeah, I'd like to ask any questions. I'm just glad to be
Do I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Darrell Smith.
Yes,
any discussion by the board concerning Mr. Arnold's motion? Any objection? Maybe we ought to hear. Is there any verbal objection to the motion? Or objection? Chair hearing none. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Moving on, item number 30. This is a request from Swift Energy Operating LLC for a full or partial waiver of liquidated damage assessments for late partial releases. This item has been on our agenda for a few months now, and what has happened is staff has been trying to formulate a recommendation for the board, but without additional information, we can't formulate that recommendation. So at this time, we're going to request or recommend that item be withdrawn from the agenda, and it will be put back on at the appropriate time after staff has had a chance to collect all of the relevant documentation and information.
Pleasure to the board. Your motion.
The staff's recommendation is to withdraw it.
Correct.
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Durham.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Arnold. Second. Any objection? A comment from the public? A comment from the board? Yes, I'm sorry.
Will we defer it until next month?
We're not deferring it. We're actually recommending that it be withdrawn from the agenda, and it would be put back on at the appropriate time, which may be next month or maybe 6 months from now.
Any objection to the motion? Motion carried.
Thank you. Item number 4 is a request by Aspect Resources LLC and Aspect Energy LLC for a full or partial waiver of liquidated damages for late assignments. What happened here was there was a series of late assignments that were never put before the board. A total of 7 liquidated damages were recommended to be assessed at the rate of $1,000 each, which would be a total of $7,000 in liquidated damages. What happened here was all of these were assigned in the same basic time frame, which was around 2001, which was at the same time that Aspect Resources was transitioning into Aspect Energy. So all of these assignments sort of slipped through the cracks, just basically because of the time frame in which they were assigned. They were assigned all at the same time. This is not their first infraction, so the staff is not going to recommend a full waiver of the liquidated damages, but given the circumstances and given the fact that they were all assigned at the same time and at the time that they were transitioning into a new company, we're going to recommend that the damages be reduced down to $1,000 instead of $1,000 each, a total of $1,000 for the entire penalty.
My name is Dell Barnes. I'm here representing Aspect Resources and Aspect Energy. Ms. Duhigg did an excellent job of describing the circumstances under which this occurred. My clients asked me to express their apologies to the board for this having occurred. It's not the way they do business. And certainly they appreciate the leniency that staff has shown, and if the board would see fit to completely waive the assessment, that would be wonderful too. In either circumstance, Aspect Energy will continue to do business and explore hydrocarbons in South Louisiana, and I'm present prepared to pay the assessment as you may determine it to be today.
Would you give me your name again, sir?
Certainly. It's Dell Barnes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your appearance today.
Make a motion, right?
Yeah.
The staff recommendation was 1,000 miles total for all seven liquor leases for us.
Right.
I'm sorry, I was off sick there.
The reason the staff could not recommend a total waiver is because protocol recommends a total waiver only if it is the first time that a company has appeared before the board, and in order to encourage oil and gas activity in the state, if this is a first-time offense, we'd rather the company spend money on oil and gas drilling than on beef. But if it's not a first offense, then we do make recommendations, and it is up to the board if they wanted to go to an additional length and do that. But we will recommend that the total $7,000 penalty awarded for all of these latest time infractions be reduced to $1,000, period.
And just for your reference, that breaks down to $142.86 per infraction.
$1,000 is the maximum. $1,000 is the maximum penalty, correct?
Correct. By statutory, yes.
By statutory. Well, I made a motion to $1,000 staff recommendation, but I'd be willing to change it. It's a pleasure of the committee. My original motion, and so current motion, is for 1,000 miles total, which is $143.
$142.86. I support that motion. Second.
I have a second for Ms. Smith with Mr. Harvard's motion. Any more discussion on that question? Any public discussion or question on this motion? Is there any objection to the motion by the board? Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Harvard.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very much, Mr.
All right. Item number five. A request by Expo Operating Company LP and BGUS Production Company LLC for a full or partial waiver of liquidated damages for late partial releases. Again, staff has been formulating a recommendation for this item, but we do need some additional information. So we're going to recommend that this item be withdrawn at this time and be placed back on the agenda at the appropriate time after we've had a chance to collect all of the information that's necessary.
Your staff recommendation?
I move support of the staff recommendation.
Thank you, Ms. Smith.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any discussion by the board? Public comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carried.
Thank you. Item number six is a request by ORX Exploration Incorporated for full or partial waiver of liquidated damages for late releases. Staff has had a chance to review this item, and it is the first infraction by ORX, so based on the criteria set forth, we're going to recommend a full waiver of the liquidated damages.
Thank you, Mr. Gurr. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any question or comment by the board? Any public comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you. Item number seven is a request by Trinity Exploration and Production, LLC, for an extension that was previously granted, giving them authority to escrow royalties regarding State Lease 20039 in Red River Parish. What happened here was that Trinity notified us several months ago that there was a potential dispute in this area, but they were unable to narrow the disputed acreage down because the State Land Office had not yet updated their layer. So we were kind of waiting on a plat from the State Land Office.
They did start escrowing those royalties, and 90 days came and went. We still had not received a plat from the land office, so an extension was granted to Trinity for an additional 90 days to escrow. That 90 days pretty much came and went, and right at the very end, they did receive the plat from the land office, but not in enough time to sit down and review it and make the decision of whether or not to file a concursus and to actually file the concursus. So we are recommending that an additional 90 days be granted to Trinity so that either a settlement can be reached, or if not, a concursus petition can be filed.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Darrell Smith, for the second. Any question or comment about this motion? Further comment? Any objection from the board? Reference the motion? Hearing none, motion to adopt is unanimous.
Thank you. Item number 8 is a recommendation by staff to terminate the paper mailings of the monthly notice of publication for each lease sale. And the reason behind this is because of the time that it takes staff to prepare the paper mailings and the costs that are involved with the paper mailings. The notice of publication is advertised on our website, so anyone who wants a copy of it most certainly can get it from our website. But there's no reason to continue the paper mailings. It's just an additional expense that we can't justify. So we're going to recommend at this time that we terminate those paper mailings.
I'll second. Good idea.
Thank you, Mr. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Darrell. I got your motion. I have your second. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. We brought this up before, correct?
Correct.
We're saying on this one.
Well, the only thing we comment on at this time is the public that requires or requests those paper notifications pay a yearly subscription. That yearly subscription will be up at the end of June of this year. So if the board decides and authorizes that we no longer provide that paper notification, then that will be as of July the 1st of 2012.
And after that, they want to continue
to
receive mail?
They want to be on the website, correct.
Oh, if they want to continue receiving the mail, they can actually cover the cost of that little yearly subscription.
No.
It won't be able to open their mail at all.
The yearly subscription will no longer be an option.
The cost of building that book and putting it together and mailing it far exceeds the yearly subscription price that we charge. And so it's not only is it inconvenient to have to do that in addition to everything else we do, but it is also not cost effective. We're losing a great deal of money having to do that every year. And so we're asking that we not have to do that every year and save that expense.
And all information is actually?
All information is available to the public.
Could you give us some idea of who would be most affected by stopping this particular practice?
Well, it's landmen that want the copies. The landmen use those to build up, well, first of all, to have a hard copy to look at when they're doing their own nominations and things like that, but also
they can find this material on the internet.
That's correct. They can download it. They can download it and have their own. If they want that hard copy, they can download it and have it. So it's not an inconvenience to them.
And most of these landmen are computer literate anyway, I'm assuming.
They better be if they want to be.
Well, I want that to be made clear.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Heck, what is the chair has a question. What is the policy in terms of advising? Only advise these recipients of subscribers?
Oh, no. What we'll do is we'll put it up again on our website. That in fact, where the book of publication is located on the website, we put a notice that says after June 30th, 2012, a hard copy of the notice of publication will no longer be available. There will no longer be a subscription required for it because it will no longer be public. All of that will be, we'll also send out an email notification to all prospective leaseholders and to all the parties that are registered for nominations with us. So they'll all get it. The ones that are affected by it will get it, but it'll also a notice is given to the public on our website. Anybody can go look and see that it will no longer be available.
discussion here. I'm going to hear any other comments or discussion. Public comment? Any objection? Yes, sir.
I'm one of those land men that look at it. I've been doing it for 36 years. The last time I came to the state lease, I was building the
Sir, I recommend that you come up to the front.
My name is Barry Grant.
Well, we need to get you on the record, Mr. Grant. Speak to the mic, please. Thank you.
This one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My name is Barry Brand, and I have been a land man, as you speak, and I'm barely computer literate for 36 years, but I am able to function with assistance from several of your people here who are very helpful to us. The only request I would make, because we do like to go through these to see if anyone's working in our prospects or anything, and for those of us who are older, the papers are easier. If they could just make it a little easier to find on the website, would be my only request. It was I hit search for publications, notices, and it kept telling me nothing could be found. However, a quick phone call to one of the employees quickly guided me to it. It was just my ignorance and lack of computer skills. But that doesn't matter.
Right.
And the sunrise is wonderful and everything here. It's very good.
And
thank you.
I do want to thank you for telling us that, because that has been brought to our attention before. So I also want to make the board aware that on our website it will be easier to find, because since that's going to be the notice of publication that all of the public will get, we will make it easier for you to access.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your comment, sir. Any further public comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion unanimous.
Thank you. And the last item, number 9, is a request by PetroQuest Energy LLC for authority to escrow funds attributable to State Lease 20181 on disputed unit tract 3, which is in Vermilion Parish. PetroQuest has notified us of a dispute with the Thibodeau family in this area. They have been notified by the Thibodeau family's attorney that there's a dispute, and there are some ongoing discussions as to whether or not they're going to continue with their claim. They may withdraw their claim. PetroQuest has not yet requested, had not yet requested authority to escrow because there was no production attributable to this acreage. But the well went on production on March 10th, and so we now need to deal with the royalty. So we are recommending that PetroQuest be granted authority to escrow these royalties for 90 days, subject to all of the standard escrow requirements, and hopefully in the meantime, either the claim by the Thibodeaus will be withdrawn or a concurrence petition will be filed.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Chair, entertain a motion.
Move to accept said recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Arnold, thank you. Second. Any discussion by the board? Public comment? Concur to the motion? Any objection from the board?
That's all we have.
Move to adjourn. Move to adjourn, committee.
Thank you. I heard
you.
Do I
have
a second?
Thank you. We'll
Right, at this time I'd like to reconvene the regular board meeting and approve the remainder of the committee recommendations, which is 3D, the remainder of the legal and title controversy committee items 2 through 9. A motion to approve by Mr. Onick, second by Mr. Sanders. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Item 4 is our executive session for our technical briefing. I believe they have those briefings ready. There were some computer issues. But we'll go into executive session for those briefings. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders, in public comment. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. We're in executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you. I'd like to resume the regular board meeting, come out of executive session. I have a motion. Moved by Ms. Sanders, second by Ms. Martin. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On fact number 42601, the staff recommends that the bid by Immunico Company be rejected for insufficient consideration. They did not meet the advertised minimum, and we recommend that this fact be re-advertised with minimums at the next available, or next lease sale. Okay. Or not the next lease sale, but when it's going to be re-advertised. I think it's in 2 months or 3 months. On track number 42606, the staff recommends that the bid by Harold J. Anderson be rejected for insufficient consideration, and we would also recommend that this track be re-advertised with minimums. All right. On track 42607, we had two bids. The staff recommends that the bid by Harold J. Anderson Incorporated be accepted. On track 42663, this track is a track for LSU Board of Supervisors. We have met with the representative of the LSU Board of Supervisors, and we can recommend to accept the bid by Petrohawk Properties for $750 an acre and a 25% royalty.
Here on behalf of the Board of Supervisors of Louisiana State University Agricultural and Mechanical College, and we would like to accept the second bid of Petrohawk Properties for $750 an acre and 25% royalty.
Thank you. And that concludes the staff recommendations, Mr. Chairman.
Right. Any questions or discussion from the board on those bids?
Make a motion to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders, to accept the staff's recommendation and those bids to award them as leases. Any public comment?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I would like that all the remaining tracks receiving bids, that those bids are acceptable.
Okay.
Okay, that's my motion.
I don't have any objection to the motion.
All right. Any additional public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Those bids are awarded. Thank you, Mr. Vaughn. Item 6 is announcements.
Unfortunately, due to the computer system being down right now, we don't have a total for today's lease sale. But once again, I want to remind everybody of the annual oil and gas conference in New Orleans at the Roosevelt Hotel, August 15th through 17th. Registration will be open by June 1st.
All right. Any further announcements? Item 7, adjourn. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Ms. Smith, second by Mr. Cadero. Any public comment? Not all in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you. We'll see you next month.